ಪವಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ
ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ
ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ 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 ಜಯ
ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ
ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ 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 ಜಯ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೌತ ಶತ ಹಿಸ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ದಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರಹ ಸಭೆ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಜಯಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪೈವ್ರಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೌತ ಶತಶ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶೀಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸೆ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶಿವಾಸರಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ 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 ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿರಾಜ್ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ವ್ರಜಭೂಮಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಮಥುರಾ ದ್ವಾರಿಕಾ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ जगन्नाथ बल्लभ सुभद्रा मैया की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। निधाय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवद्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो नलिननेत्राय वेणुवाद्य विनोदिने राधा अधर सुधापान शालिने वनमालिने। महाभावस्वरूपास्त्वं कृष्णप्रियवरीयसे प्रेमभक्ति प्रदे देवी राधिका त्वं नमोस्तुते। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो फोर्थ चैप्टर 25 द डिस्क्रिप्शंस of the characteristics of King Puranjan. Text number 1. Maitreya Uvacha Iti Sandishya Bhagavan Barhishadeir Abhipujitaha Pashyatam Rajaputranam तत्रैवान्तर्दधे हरः इति संदिश्य भगवान् बार्हिषदेरभिपूजितः पश्यतां राजपुत्राणां तत्रैवान्तर्दधे हरः इति संदिश्य भगवान् बार्हिषदेरभिपूजितः पश्यतां राजपुत्राणां तत्रैवान्तर्दधे हरः। Madajis. बोल दिया ना मैं
तो गीता है।
ये तो मुझे चाहिए। Maitreya Uvacha. The great sage Maitreya continues to speak. Iti, thus, Sandishya, giving instruction. Bhagavan, the most powerful Lord, Barhishadai, by the sons of King Barhishad, Abhipujitaha, being worshipped, Pashyatam, while they were looking on, Rajaputrana, the sons of the king, Tatra, there, Eva, certainly, Antardadhe, became invisible, Haraha, Lord Shiva. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. My dear Vidura, in this way Lord Shiva instructed the sons of King Barhishad. The sons of the king also worshipped Lord Shiva with a great devotion and respect. Finally, Lord Shiva became invisible to the princes. Purport. This chapter contains a great lesson concerning the monarchical kingdom in the days of yore. When King Barhishad was considering retiring from the royal duties, he sent his sons to perform austerities in order to become perfect kings for the welfare of the citizens. At the same time, King Barhishad was being instructed by the great sage Narada about the material world and the living entity who wants to enjoy it. It is therefore very clear how the kings and the princes were trained to take charge of kingdom. Welfare activities for the benefit of the citizens were aimed at understanding the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. The human form of life is specially meant for understanding God. Our relationship with Him and our activities in His service. Because the kings took charge of the spiritual education of the citizens, both the king and the citizens were happy in Krishna consciousness. In this regard, he should remember that the monarchical hierarchy of Prachni Parishat comes from Maharaj Dhruva, a great devotee of the Lord and the most celebrated disciple of Narada Muni. King Prachni Parishat was then too much engaged in fruitive activities due to performing different types of yajnas. One can actually be promoted to higher planetary systems or to the heavenly kingdoms by the performing various yajnas. But there is no question of liberation or going back home, back to Godhead. When the great sage Narada saw that a descendant of Maharaj Dhruva was being misled by fruitive activities, Narada took compassion upon him and personally came to instruct him about the ultimate benediction of life, Bhakti Yoga. How Narada Muni indirectly introduced the Bhakti Yoga system to King Prachni Parishad is very interestingly described in this 25th chapter. Om Ajnana Dimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Adadanasya Tranam Dantair Idam Yache Punapuna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhojau Dhulisyam Mama Jainmani Janmani Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yudapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijanasayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahaganalalita Shri Vishakanvitamcha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Yatinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Pancha Kalpataru Bhasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Tanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya Himanga Divya Chabi Sundaraya Tasmai Maha Prema Rasa Pradaya Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayas Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadu Varagena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartho Maham Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhurma Tamidam Tatradharan Paraha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Maitreya Uvacha, Iti Sandishya Bhagavan, Varishadir Abhipujitaha, Pashyatam Rajaputranam, Tatraivantar Dhadeharaha. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura, My dear Vidura, in this way Lord Shiva instructed the sons of King Parishat. The sons of King also worshipped Lord Shiva with a great devotion and respect. Finally, Lord Shiva became invisible to the princess. So in this purport, Prabhupada gives the whole summary about this particular chapter. And the first sentence itself, Prabhupada says that the chapter contains a great lesson concerning the monarchical kingdom in the days of yore. So Srimad Bhagavatam has instructions for each and every living entity, for all the classes and all the masses. As in the last sentence of this purport, Prabhupada says that Narada Muni indirectly introduced the Bhakti Yoga system to King Prachni Barhishat. So if you connect these two things, then one can understand the role of preacher. What is his nature and how it works? As here in the translation we see that when Prachetas, they got instruction from Lord Shiva, they worshipped him and they respected him. So that's the first quality of a preacher. Then when he gets instructions which are essential to attain the love of Godhead from any of his senior, he respects him and worships him. As we every day sing in Mangal Arati, that the spiritual master or an instructor or a preacher who preaches us, he is none other than the Lord himself. Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastri. When we show respect to him or when we worship him, it's a direct worship to the Supreme Personality of our Godhead. Generally people they ask, why do you chant this particular prayer while doing Aarti to their Lordship in Mangal Aarti? Why not the glorification of Lord itself? Why his representative? Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in this 7th verse of Mangal Aarti, he explains about that. That all the scripture, they says that he is none other than the Lord himself. Why? Because he carries the same essence of the instruction given by the Lord in his heart. And he just does not carry, but he spreads that instructions everywhere. And that's why one has to worship him. And this particular chapter gives lessons about the monarchs or the kings or princes, how they should take a responsibility. So nowadays it's not possible. There are no monarchs and no princes now. But there are managers who are managing institutions, managing their business, their cities, their countries, and individually their own self. But how to learn that? How to manage? It is said here that before taking any responsibilities, in those days, everyone underwent penances or austerities. These austerities are meant for what? What one can achieve by austerities? In Narada Bhakti Sutra, Naradji says that Yadi na aradito hari tapasa tatha kim. Yadi aradito hari tapasa tatha kim. If someone worships Lord Hari, then there is no need of austerities. Because that is the biggest austerity in the world, to worship Lord Hari. And if someone performs austerity and he does not worship Lord Hari, then that is also useless. Then, to worship Lord Hari, there are some austerities are given that one has to follow. Because that austerity itself are giving pleasure, because ultimately the result of that austerity is to get a Krishna prema, a love of Godhead. Like fasting on the particular days, like a Janmashmi, Narsimha Chaturdashi, or any appearance of any Vishnu Tattva. Generally in the material world, to starve or to fast is considered as a most difficult and unpleasurable. But when you come in the association of devotees, that fasting becomes more enjoyable. Why is it so? Because the goal of that fasting is to please the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. We follow Ekadashi. We follow different vratas. For what? As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani Jatane Palana Kare. These are all Madhavatitis, days of Lord Madhava. He says, Jatane Palana Kare. One should put his efforts to follow all these vratas, because they are Bhakti Janani. They give birth to devotion of the Lord. If Lord is pleased, everything is achieved. As in first canto we say that, everything whatever do, that is ultimately mean to please Lord Hari. And to understand that, in previous days, people used to undergo the penances, austerities. The real austerity is to consider ourselves as this servant of their lordship. Because being in this material world, the cause itself to be in this material world is to enjoy. When we had a desire to enjoy separately from the Lord, we got a birth in this world. As explained in Srimad Bhagavatam 9 canto, when living entity came to this material world, the first birth of each and every living entity was a Brahma. What we were when we came first time in the world? We were Brahma. And who is Brahma? Brahma is such a powerful living entity who can manage the whole universe. Just look at us now, what we are. When we came first time, we were managing the whole universe. We are making arrangement to facilitate millions and billions of living entities in this creation to perform their devotional service for the Lord. But being in this world and not understanding the purpose, then we are degrading ourselves. From that Brahma down to the Indragopa insect, we are degrading ourselves. We are losing our understanding. We are getting us down, because the nature of this material world is to go down. Nothing remains at same level here. It always goes down. And especially in this age of Kali, which is known as a Sarva Sadhana Badakaha, which creates obstacles in all the process that you take to achieve the proper understanding of the scriptures. That creates obstacles. Wherever and whatever you may be, you are going to be down. Then to keep up ourselves, what one has to do? One has to perform utsavas. Utsava. Anybody knows the meaning of utsava? We celebrate different utsavas. What is meant by that? In English it is festival, that I know. But what is meant by utsava? See, Sanskrit is a language which has a meaning of each and every syllable that is used to perform or to form that word. Sorry? Samaro. The Utsava, the word, is a conjunction of two different words. Ut, Uttishtha. Ut means which takes you up. Sava means misery, which takes you out from the misery, that is Utsava. And this India is the land of festival, land of Utsava, Utsava Bhumi. Why? If you go each and any or any part of this particular Bharat Varsha, you will find every day there is some festival. Why? Because somehow or other they are related with the appearance, the different pastimes of the Lord. Utsava means a celebration which is meant to glorify the Lord. Because that is the only one thing which can take you out from the miseries. That's why we celebrate Utsava. That celebration is known as a Utsava. There is a nice verse, I forgot. Every fasting ends with the feasting. Feasting of what? In ISKCON, fasting means feasting. We fast so that we can have a feast next day or that same evening. But the real feasting is hearing about the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Like once, I think it was like 20-25 years back, when all these Indian Padayatris, Loknath Maharaja started that India Padyatra. They walk around India. So once they were somewhere in South India, I think that was in Andhra, Hyderabad. They were at one place, at Ramakrishna Math. And next day was a Janmashtami. So they were thinking of celebrating Janmashtami. So how to do? Then the in-charge, Ram Vijay Prabhu and some other, Jai Vijay Prabhu and others, the cook, they sat together and they made a list. So what they can have a feast for tomorrow. So they made a long list and went to the Maharaj. Then Maharaj gone through the list. Then he started sorting out. He said, actually all your sadhus traveling all always on the road. So I think this paneer and chana is not good for your health. So we should not have that. So he just removed that from there. Then he said, actually after fasting, taking fried items, it's not good for also health. And I guess next day you all have to walk all the way another 20-25 kilometers. So it's better not to have this fried item. So he removed all the fried items. Then he said, we are at a place where now it's not possible to get such a huge quantity of cow milk to make a sweet rice. I think it's better. If you want to eat sweet rice, then we should have a cow milk, not a buffalo milk. And cow milk is not available here. So being a sadhu, you should understand that. So he removed that one also. So what ultimately remained, that was just dal and rice. But see, he said that most important thing that we are having tomorrow, that is whole day we will have a Krishna Katha. And that will be our feast. So this is what? For a preacher, a greatest feast is Lord Hari's glorification. Who is that? Shyam Sundar Prabhu? Shruta Kirti Prabhu. He was with Prabhupada in New Vrindavan. And that was the first Janmashtami of ISKCON. They made all the plans that what we can have tomorrow, because it is a great celebration. And that time even those people, they were not knowing also who is Krishna. Shyam Sundar Prabhu was telling that we are knowing Krishna is Prabhupada's God. And we love him because we love Prabhupada. So they thought that tomorrow there will be a big celebration. because Prabhupada loves his God and he will have a big celebration, so we'll do nice preparations for that. But that day Prabhupada, he said, yeah, we'll have a big feast. All you sit together and read Krishna book. And then from since morning up to the late night, continuously, they were reading Krishna book. One chapter, two chapter, three, four, five, six, seven. It's like all 89 chapters they read in that day. Every chapter is to finish and they used to say, Jai Prabhupada! Thinking that they will stop now. Then Prabhupada used to look at Shruta Kirti, next. And then he used to read the next one. And at the end, then Prabhupada saw that everyone is dozing because whole day they were fasted and hearing about Lord whole day for a conditioned mind, it's very difficult. But still, Prabhupada said, one has to read this. Here in this temple itself, once Prabhupada was giving lecture and Bhagavat Prabhu, that time he used to preach in South India. South India, Hyderabad and Bhuneshwar he was preaching. So Prabhupada is giving class and he saw that he was walking around. So he called him, come here. He said, why you are not sitting for a class? And then he said, Prabhupada, I'm a bit busy. He said, in what? I have some other services that I have to think and work on that. And Prabhupada said, the most important service is to hear. To hear about their lordship. You may render service, but how long you can do that if you don't have a proper understanding? Service can be performed with a heart when you know for whom you are rendering that service, for whose pleasure you are doing that. And for that purpose you have to hear. And as long as you will not hear about the Lord, you are not going to understand anything. Because not through this reading of scriptures, not through the penances, or not through the different austerities you can achieve the Lord. Only you can understand about Lord by hearing from a pure devotee. And you have to sit. And then Prabhupada quoted one shloka and asked him, do you know this verse? He said, no Prabhupada, I don't know. Then he again got angry. He said, what is this? You are having different service, you are going out for preaching, but you don't know about this verse. Then Prabhupada read that verse and explained that translation. He said, now sit and listen. What do you think? I am reading my books. Because they are not written by me. They are dictated by their lordship. And whenever I read that, every time I get a better understanding than what I read last time. If it is with me, then what about you? So whenever we read, whenever we hear about their lordship, maybe it may be a same katha or it may be a same topic, but definitely it is going to give a better understanding than what you had previously. Because it becomes more applicable and more understandable when you hear it again and again. If you see the life of Lord Chaitanya, when he was performing his final pastimes in Jagannath Puri, the most of the time he used to spend with Gadadhar Pandit in Tota Gopinath temple. And what they used to do? Gadadhar Pandit used to read Dhruva Maharaja's pastimes. And Mahaprabhu himself used to sit in front of him and he used to hear. And it's not only one time. They used to do it for hundreds of times. Mahaprabhu used to hear this particular pastime literally for hundreds of times from Gadadhar Pandit. And when he used to narrate, he used to absorb himself in that narration. If you see that copy of Srimad Bhagavatam which Gadadhar Pandit used to read, it is still there in Jagannath Puri. In King's Library. The most of the words or letters from that copy has it will look like they are melted down because of the tears from the Gadadhar Pandit eyes. They fell on that copy and these letters are melted down. Even when Lord delivered Nala and Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalakuvera, both of them, when they were going back, they worshipped their lordship. And the first thing they asked from the Lord, "Oh my Lord, please give us an intelligence so that we can give oral receptions to your glorification. Because that's what gives a real happiness and frees us from our suffering. And that's the greatest austerity, to hear about Lord. Now itself, just look around. So many people are dozing. Because we don't have that attraction, attachment for hearing about Lord. Because that is our conditioning nature. It's very difficult. We say every time, alright, to perform devotional service is very easy. And Prabhupada says, yeah. It's very simple for the simple person and difficult for complicated. And we just look inside, we'll see that who we are. Are we simple? Are we taking the Krishna consciousness as it is? Or we have our own perverted version to accept it? When someone has some desire to be in this material existence, definitely he is not a simple man. He is a complicated person. Because according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says that this material world is not meant for a gentleman. And who wants to be here to acquire some post, some position, some fame, some adoration? Definitely he is not a gentleman. And such people, it's not easy to give an oral reception to the wonderful activities of the Lord. Because that attachment for hearing and chanting of the Lord's holy name takes us out from this ocean of material desires. As Prahlad Maharaj says, Naivo dvijay parat duratara vaitaranyas tvad virya gayana maha amrita magna chetaha shoche tato vimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya bharam udbhavito vimudan. He says, my Lord, Naivo dvijay parat duratara vaitaranyas, I am not so much concerned about getting crossed through this vaitarani, the river in between the material world and the spiritual world. I am not so much bothered about that. Or neither I am distressed in this material existence. And he gives cause for that. Why he is not distressed being in this material world? He says that Tvada virya gayana maha amrita magna chetaha. Because my mind is always engaged, magnaha. Tvada virya gayana. To glorify your activities, your qualities, my mind is always engaged in that. So I don't bother about my own existence in this material world. But, shoche tato, but I think, I really concern about whom? Vimukha chetasa. About them who has turned off their face from you. Who are not interested about hearing about you. Vimukha chetasa. They have turned off their minds from you. Vimuda. Not only mudha. Prabhupada translates this mudha. Mudha is rascals. That's what Prabhupada gives translation. But vimuda means vikrushta ritena mudha. Totally crazy. Because they don't have an understanding that they are in this material world and suffering. माया सुखाय भ्रम उद्भवतो विमूढा. दे कंसीडर द रियल हैप्पीनेस व्हाट दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड गिव्स दैट ओनली एंड दैट्स व्हाई दे आर विमूढा नॉट मूढ़ बट विमूढा. And for that purpose only, here, if you read this particular chapter, you will understand that how a person gets entangled in the different clutches of Maya. And very systematically, Prabhupada says here, indirectly, Narada has given instruction to Prachini Parishad so that he should renounce. Although he is ready to retire. That's why he sent his son to perform austerities. But to retire and to renounce is totally different. You may retire, but still you are thinking about what you have done and how that should be maintained by your the next people who are coming and sitting there. But to renounce means totally leave it. Forget that and just go. Choose a proper person and give it to him. Like Maharaj Bharat, from whom this country is named as a Bharat, or the whole epic that is written by Vedavyas, known as a Mahabharat. That king himself, he was a so detached and Krishna conscious person, because he was Krishna conscious, that's why he was naturally detached. Rather than putting his own son as a king, he put one of the commander's son as a king, as his next person who can rule this Bharatvarsha. Because he understood that this was his own son is not qualified for that post. So he was not attached to even his own kingdom, but it shows that he was not attached to his own family even. He put a proper person on the thing and he renounced and he went back and did his bhajan. Because Prabhupada says here that the welfare activities for the benefit of the citizens and the human form of life is especially meant for understanding God or our relationship with Him and our activities in His service. As long as the leader himself, if he is not having this proper understanding, it's not possible to expect from the institution which he runs that they will attain the real goal of their life. And here Prabhupada says that those days, the kings, they were having this proper understanding. That's why they can rule their kingdom and establish that understanding in the heart of their citizens. And they were like that. And that's why like a king like a Mandahata, Nahusha, Haihaya, all they are glorified in the scripture for this sole purpose. Because they ruled in a such a way that all the citizens in their kingdom can worship the Supreme Personality of a Godhead and understand the goal of human form of a life. And Prabhupada says, this institute is meant to create a leaders. So each and every one of us has to take a lead at some point of our life. So we have to prepare ourselves. And for that purpose, he has given this wonderful purpose. And as long as we are not discussing it, when we come together, we will not understand them properly. So let's come together, discuss these topics, make it understandable for ourselves, and perfect our life. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. You gave a wonderful description of why we should hear and how we should hear Bhagavatam. But at the same time...
A bit loud.
You gave a wonderful description of how and why we should hear Bhagavatam and how attentively we should hear and we should read. But at the same time, we see that in the example, there is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the South Indian Brahmin who could not read Bhagavad Gita, but still he could understand the whole purport of Bhagavatam. So how do we connect these two and understand that listening is very important in...
See, to read scriptures means to follow the instruction of spiritual master. And the pastime connected to this particular topic is like he hold Bhagavad Gita topsy-turvy and he was going through the pages and he was crying. Mahaprabhu asked him, what happened? He said, I am not able to read it. But my spiritual master asked me to do it. And so I am doing it. And then he said, why you are crying? He said that when he saw the cover, what was there? He saw that their lordship is driving a chariot of Arjuna. And seeing that he was crying, what was the essence of that? He was thinking in his heart, my lord, he is the controller, proprietor of the whole universe. And what he is doing here? He is rendering menial service to his own devotee. How great is my Lord? And after reading Bhagavad Gita, what you have to understand? How great is Lord? So he got the essence. Because he followed the instruction given by his spiritual master as it is. His spiritual master asked him, read every day. And he did it. He got that essence. Even though he was not able to read that text or read that syllables, but he got the understanding what is there. Some people, they may read, but they may read English only. They may read Sanskrit only. They will not read the teachings or understand the things what is given there. For that you need the mercy of spiritual master. And he got it because he was consistent. Even though he was not lying, he was constantly, every day he was reading. So whether you have a taste or not, but if you start reading every day, hearing every day, definitely you will develop that. As yesterday I got one SMS from one devotee from Vrindavan. He sent it that, we are not humble. Bhakti Siddhanta Swami, he has given that quote, that we are not humble. But if you pretend every day, that pretendance itself will give you humility at the end of life. Even though Lord never likes pretenders, but if you pretend for good things, definitely that becomes your habit. And you become humble. So that way, if Mahaprabhu and Gadadhara Pandit, they read and they relished it. That's why. But we are not able to, we may not be able to relish that. But if you keep reading it, definitely you will relish it. That's what Mahaprabhu showed it. Okay? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gandharashramad Bhagavatam ki, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki, Jai.